This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Today, 10th of May. Kind of a special day in the Hennon House is what I'm getting at. May 10th, we have not one birthday, but two birthdays. My wife, Maria, and my first daughter, Hannah.
Happy birthday.
That first daughter is, you know, you just...
Born on mom's birthday?
Yes, isn't that cool?
That's very cool.
Yeah, it is. So, happy birthday, Maria. I love you. Happy birthday, Hannah. I love you. I just wanted to make sure I said that. Maria's a wonderful mom. We're going to celebrate Mother's Day with all of you on Sunday. I think today of my mother, whom when she was alive, I never said, Mom, I'm so glad that you were able to teach me my faith, to live my faith. You know, I wish I would have said that about my mom, because that probably more than anything is a coat, an armor that gets you through life, right? I mean, if you can have that, if you can have the ability to say, all right, I'm not living for this world, I'm living for that world. I'm going to have trouble in this world, but I'll get through it because I have faith to get to the next life. That's everything. It's everything. Then no matter what comes your way, rich, poor, happy, sad, tough times, good times, you have that compass, you know. So how about this? We've started a little tradition over the years where people tell us a little something about their mom. You know, just a shout out to their mom. So if you want to do that today, I'd love it. At any point in the program, you just call... whatever we're talking about, mom's trumps all today. Mom's trump all. You call 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. Toll free. Locally at 258-0550. And I'll also give you this option. We have the 24/7 hotline. So whenever you're hearing the show, podcast, delayed on K-Fire every evening, 7 to 9. Where else, Todd? I think it's taped delayed on KLTC a little later in the day. I mean, you know, whenever you're hearing it, downloading it, listening to it, whenever, you can call 855-200-1776, extension 1. No, extension 2. Extension 1 to talk to us live on the air if we're live at that time. But 2, you leave a message. It's a little voicemail system, and you leave a message. So you could call that number and just say, here's what I want you to know about my mom. A little shout out to my mom. Here's how she, best thing she ever did for me. Whatever it is. I don't want, just a shout out. Give your mom a shout out. Let her know she's loved and appreciated. Because Sunday is Mother's Day. 800-228-0550 to do it. Local number 258-0550. Leave us a message, 855-200-1776. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is riding shotgun with me today on this fine program. How are you, sir?
Well, maybe I think he shot us a message. He's going to be running a little late.
Oh, is he? Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Well, he'll be riding shotgun, though. Yeah, I didn't see that message, but so that's my bad. But Todd usually tells us when he's unavoidably detained behind the microphone.
A little side hustle going.
There you go. Yes, exactly right. What else do I want to tell you? Yesterday, we had a discussion with Roscoe Shriley, former legislator, concerning some changes in the last legislative session to the auditor function. And they are super minor. I really see them as small. Josh Gellion, the auditor, called in towards the end of the segment and brought up something related to the definition of the kind of audit. I don't think there's any doubt that the intent of the legislature was to say, financial audits, do as many as you want. That's your baby. You can continue. Nothing changes. Performance audits, which, by the way, are just different. They don't do many of them. They're the smallest percentage of the kind of audits they do, and they can be costly. So I have spoken with the majority leader of the North Dakota Senate to confirm this, and what I've thought all along is accurate, and that is the intent of the legislature was just to say, let's just have another check because this is a taxpayer watchdog issue. We're guarding the taxpayer's money, okay? Now, an auditor is going to say, well, my job is to save the taxpayer's money. You bet it is. Absolutely. So why in the world wouldn't you want more people to be involved in that process and say yay or nay? If your intent is pure, nothing to worry about. You go down there, you make your case, you go do it. And again, it's not all the time. So it's nothing. It's much ado about nothing, in my view. Nothing. But I do want to have Josh Gellion on because he called in yesterday. Didn't have a lot of time because we were at the end of the segment, but I want to have him on and talk a little bit about it. But the whole discussion, in my mind, is well, first of all, let me just say this. I look at the outcome. I look at where something is going. I tend to not get caught in the weeds of how we got there. I'm just like, okay, what's the ultimate outcome? Maybe we messed up along the way, but what are we trying to accomplish? In this case, the auditor has more money in his budget, more people to do their job, and can continue to do all the fiscal audits he wants. The only check, if you will, from the legislature is to say those performance audits, which are the small percentage of audits you do, come to the fiscal audit committee, whatever committee that would be made up of the elected legislators that decides this good expenditure of taxpayer money or not. It is a nothing burger. It is no big deal. Now, it's being made to be a big deal by a very small group of people who are agitating in a major way. My natural inclination in a situation like this is to say, okay, what do they see? What do I see? I don't see much there. I don't know this is worthy of our time. We only have so much time on this program. But when the narrative from the small group of people starts to go beyond that and be accepted as a fact of people that I even like Chris Berger's point of view, he's just bought hook, line, and sinker that this is some big deal. And, he would argue, I bought hook, line, and sinker that it's no big deal. I'm not trying to belittle Chris, but Chris is a great reporter. So, when Chris is out there with an issue, talking about it, and it's starting to get some traction in the mainstream, then I feel like, okay, we need to talk about this. We need to spend a little time on this. But I made the mistake of, I never search on Facebook, right? I don't go out and surf to find stuff. The only thing I do is manage my page. And, maybe two times a day put something up, sometimes a little more than that, most times about that average. And then, I'll in my whatever that is called, where you check, okay, where are people commenting, whatever, kind of your master. What do you call that, guys? Todd, you're the Facebook guru here. When you go in and say...
Taskmaster or...
Taskmaster? I don't think it's Taskmaster. You know what I'm talking about, Todd?
I'm struggling, too.
It's whatever. It's kind of one of the tools in Facebook where you see where people, you know, have commented on something. So I'll go say, oh, so-and-so tagged you on something.
Notification.
Yep. Okay, all right. Yep. So then the notification click, it'll tell you a bunch. So I'm seeing yesterday all these notifications that I didn't totally get. And it's other pages where people are saying, if you want to tune into 550 K-Fire, you're going to hear Scott Hinnon defend the auditor being neutered. All right. How have I defended the auditor being neutered? Because the auditor is not being neutered. So now I'm like, and I probably shouldn't, but I want to know. So I went to that person. I said, hey, here's our telephone number. Why don't you call in and tell me how the auditor is being neutered? Because I don't see that. I guess I need to know more. You know what I mean? I need to know more. And of course, the person is, I'm not going to bum on there, and I'm not going to know, and I don't call in, and you won't agree with me anyway, or whatever. It's a long way, a way long way of saying it's really easy to be tough guy on Facebook. And it's really easy to blow out whatever particular opinion you have and say you're the king of the world. Have a conversation, for crying out loud. If not with us, with somebody at a coffee shop, just talk to people.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealer invites you to see how much better a loader can be. New Holland skid steer and compact track loaders provide excellent visibility, an important advantage that allows you to work more confidently and quickly to improve your overall efficiency. You can easily see down to the bucket, while the see-through area on the cab roof provides a clear view to the bucket at full height. Rear visibility is among the best in the industry due to a large window, low engine hood, and no rear frame towers. See the difference for yourself. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Hey, it's Scott Hinnon here. I read a great book recently. I'd love to tell you about it. Puppies, Lambs, Bunnies, and Motorcycles. When I found out it was all about growing up on a farm in the Midwest, I thought, this might be a good read. It's not a good read. It's a great read. One of the 5-star reviews on Amazon said it reads like Tom Sawyer, and I couldn't agree more. Puppies, Lambs, Bunnies, and Motorcycles by Dwight Hinkle. A childhood memoir about hard work and achieving your dreams. Order online at Amazon. Makes a great gift for anyone in the family. Order your copy today.
Hey friends, it's Matt the Pizza Guy for Pizza Corner Pizza. For many years, the Pizza Corner Pizza fundraising program has benefited local schools, sports teams, and other nonprofit groups throughout much of North Dakota. Customers have stocked their freezers full of Pizza Corner pizzas to help support their family, friends, or neighbors. Well, I'm happy to let you know that the fundraising program is still going strong and is available for your group or organization. Visit www.pizzacornerpizzafundraising.com for more details. Call today and partner with Pizza Corner Pizza and our fundraising program.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Beautiful Friday. Tell me about your mom. I want to hear about your mom today, okay? 800-228-0550. Our buddy Mike Lindell is going to be here a little bit. They have a brand new offer, and he wanted to unveil it on this show. Yeah! The one, the only, MyPillow Mike, will be here in just a little bit to do that today. Kevin Cramer in the Weekly Talk Radio Town Hall next hour. So a lot of ground to cover with Senator Craver. We have the Chinese situation going on right now. The president has been tweeting this morning about farmers, and I want to talk a little bit about that as well. So we're going to do that and more coming up on the program. Brought to you today by Pipers. Our friends at Pipers have been very, very busy, and it is going to get even busier. If you would like a catalog, they do a great catalog. Give them a call and just get that. Get that coming to your front door. 877-700-4099. 877-700-4099. And they're doing a lot of online auctions these days, which is really fun. They have the Brown Retirement Farm Machinery Auction coming up. That's out of Millerton, North Dakota. That'll be June 18th. And they have a pre-bid webcast on the 11th of June. The Auction Center of North America Summer 2019 Machinery Auction be back in Steele on what date is that? July 18th. Get that one on your calendar as well. And those are just a couple of the online auctions that are happening, but there are others as well. And you can find all the auctions at Pipers.com. Online only auction also on Hunting Lineup in Clearwater, Minnesota, coming pretty soon, too. Check it all out at Pipers.com. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number on what's on your mind today on the program. Vice President Pence was in the neighborhood yesterday, and Chris Berg, from Point of View, was nice enough to ask a question that I had, and that was, if the negotiations with the Chinese break down, and there are some reports that they are, right? They met last night late at dinner. They were picking up again today. The president was suggesting this is heating up in a tweet today that I'll share in a moment. Chris asked me, he said, well, if you were there, what would you ask? And, of course, I was in Tioga, so I couldn't ask the question. But I said, I'm kind of curious if the president, vice president, support continuing some aid for the ag community that is bearing the brunt of the trade negotiations, which is why we had a package last year, that MFP program. In other words, will it continue? Will it go forward? Here is that exchange.
If the China trade deal takes longer than you anticipate, would you guys consider implementing a second trade assistance program this year?
Well, let me say again, the Chinese delegation has arrived in Washington, D.C. Those negotiations are ongoing, but as President Trump has made clear, we're prepared to continue to expand on the tariffs that we've implemented because things have to change in our relationship with China. I mean, China today is fully half of our international trade deficit, and that doesn't even account for issues like the intellectual property theft and forced technology transfers and, frankly, all the things that really work against American workers in the city and on the farm. So we're going to take a strong stand. We're going to make it clear to them we believe we're in a strong position either way, but we're going to continue to drive forward. And if we have to go the tariffs route, if we have to expand tariffs to reset the balance in our relationship, you can be very confident that President Trump and I and our entire administration are going to look for ways to provide additional support to American farmers that would be impacted by the negotiations or uncertainty in our relationship with China. And those discussions have already taken place.
So to be clear, will there be an additional payment for farmers? And if so, when can we know more about that? When are you expecting us to know a little bit clearer path forward?
Well, I think we are day-to-day in our negotiations with China right now. I think the president said earlier today that we're hoping that they're coming to make a deal. And that would have an immediate impact on the need for additional support or subsidies for American farmers. But make no mistake about it, we have already had preliminary discussions in the White House for additional support for farmers if this impasse with China continues.
All right, that's huge. You know, they're you know, what he's saying is, I don't want to say yes yet, but yeah, we get it if that happens. In my mind, I've said this again, but I want farmers and ranchers to check me on this. I'd rather they get the best deal possible. And if that takes 6 months or a year, so that you have decades positive impact from it for this generation and future generations, that'd be the better way to go. But in the meantime, look, China is punching farmers and ranchers in the gut because they know politically it'll hurt the president while they're negotiating. I mean, this is so farmers are getting the punch in the gut so the president can continue to negotiate. So should they pay the hospital bills for the punch in the gut? Yeah. Makes sense. And by the way, the tariffs crank out 80-some billion dollars plus, I think, actually. And the president now is talking about how to spend some of that tariff money. So let me go to that in a moment. But first, Lee, around the West Hope area, is calling in. And let's find out what's on Lee's mind. Hi, Lee. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you
doing? Doing very well. Thank you for listening. Thanks for calling today. We appreciate it.
My mom's name was Dottie. And she ended up living up here. They were from Minnesota, but she ended up living in a facility here in Bismarck here when I was living there for a number of years. And anyway, she used to like to have a drink or two. And toward the end, of course, in the facility, you're not allowed to have a drink. But I take her out once a week to the VFW for steak and a Bloody Mary or whatever. But one night I thought I'd kind of surprise her, and so I had a bottle of tequila under the seat and a couple of shot glasses. And after we had our steak and we stopped at the Catholic parking lot in Mandan, and I said, "Mom, you want a treat?" She said, "What's that?" I said, "Well, I got a little bit of tequila here." And she said, "Oh, that's pretty strong." I said, "Yeah, but let's just have a little bit." So I poured a little, you know, not a husky shot, but a half a shot for her and me each. And I said, "Now, you can't sip it. You got to toss her back." And so she did that. And she made a terrible face, and she said, "Oh, man, that's so strong." Oh, so we talked a little bit. And I said, "Let's have another one." So I poured another little shot, half a shot each, and we tossed her back. She said, "Geez, that is really strong. It's tough." Talked a little bit. And the punchline is we had the third shot. She threw it back, and she said, "Man, that's smooth."
Oh, my gosh.
I told that at her, and the place just fell apart. So that was my story. My mom, I love her, and I miss her, and you guys have a good day.
I'll bet you have some great memories from those trips to the VFW, too.
You know? I do. I do.
What a great
casino.
You know, what a great idea, because, you know, look, life gets busy. I have so many regrets about not spending more time with my mom, you know, in her later years, especially when, and, you know, to have a little routine where you're always doing something, and the best memories are when, okay, stop by, bring some ice cream cone, she got all over her face, you know, I mean, you just get that little routine, she looks forward to it, you look forward to it, it's great, so.
And I'll never forget when I drop her off at the home, she'd look at me and she'd say, "Lee, we always have a good time, don't we?"
Oh, and, my gosh, isn't that fantastic? I hear you, Lee. I hear you. You bet. Appreciate it so much. Thanks for sharing a story about your mom's. Mom's Day Sunday. Give a shout out to your mom. Whatever story you want to share, love to have it. Call us at 855-200-1776. Leave a message. Or just call us live on the air. More after this.
What's it like to live the good life in Watford City? We're asking Karen George.
It's not every day somebody buys a house. And buying a house is a big deal and a big decision. And when you can help someone who came from nothing, who didn't have great credit, and now they've got great jobs and they're making great money, and you can help them see that, look, you could actually have the American dream. You could own a home. That's a big deal. You know, that's a big deal. And it's so good to be part of that.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
When higher education and business become partners, great things happen. University of Mary's new Workforce Development Initiative was launched to help employers meet today's challenges to hire and keep great employees. From project management to customer service, information technology to vital soft skills, the University of Mary offers programs to fit your unique business needs. Take your business to the next level with customized employee education programs from the University of Mary. Discover more about this new initiative at umary.edu/workforce.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
North Korea firing three missiles over the past week. Many say it means talks between the North and the United States have apparently broken down. But Vice President Mike Pence says this morning, while the U.S. is keeping a close eye on the situation, this is no time to panic.
President Trump truly believes that Chairman Kim wants to negotiate. But as he said yesterday, it doesn't look like he wants to negotiate right now. And so look, we're going to continue to stand firm.
Pence was speaking on Fox and Friends. Stocks are opening lower on Wall Street as new U.S. tariffs on China kick in. The president defending his decision to double tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods, tweeting that tariffs will bring in far more wealth to our country than even a phenomenal deal. Trade talks with China continue today. And this is USA Radio News.
Get mom a great gift from Kohl's and get a little something for yourself. $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Give her a Philosophy Amazing Grace bath gift set, just $55, and get $10 Kohl's cash. Or a Diamond Heart pendant, only $109.99, and you'll get $20 Kohl's cash. Plus, take $10 off your $50 or more Mother's Day gift purchase, Thursday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select styles. $10 offer valid May 1st through 12th with promo code MOMSDAY10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Tell us about your mom. Love to hear those mom shout-outs on the Friday before Mother's Day. Always a great tradition here on What's on Your Mind. Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Line up with your questions and comments all hour long next hour on What's on Your Mind. On our hotline right now is our good friend Mike Lindell, the inventor, the mastermind behind the MyPillow Enterprise, and one great American, I'll tell you that. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Grabbing Kevin on, say hello to him.
I will do that, absolutely. For some reason, I didn't hear you at the beginning of what you said. You said, say hi to Kevin?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the last time I seen him, I was at the State of the Union address with him.
Isn't that something? That's right. Yeah, and you've been to Bismarck, you've been to Fargo, but we're going to give you residency pretty quick here. As an honorary
right
North Dakota.
Right.
Do I understand rightly that do I understand you're taking in the Minnesota fishing opener?
Yes, I'm actually right now just going in. I'm on a border lake between South Dakota and Minnesota, so you could actually fish the border lake today, but Minnesota opens tomorrow. So we're launching right after I get off the show.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, a little birdie told me that you have a fabulous new offer that you wanted to unveil right here on What's on your Mind for our listeners.
Yeah, this is the best price in the history of MyPillow on radio or TV, and it's 62 MyPillows for $69.98, which is $34.99 a pillow. And everybody knows this is the first time we're ever even announcing prices on radio or TV. So you were the third person I was going to try and get a hold of yesterday, but I missed you. But yeah, your listeners, we've been together for such a long time. I wanted to give it to you guys, one of the first ones.
Oh my gosh. And by the way, premium pillows. We always tell people that, you know, the premium pillow, the one we talk about here is the pillow. And as you say, for the premier pillow of all time, at $34.99 per pillow, that is an incredible deal. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's a two-pack, and what we're doing here for the next couple of days, I'm going to also throw in free shipping with your promo code.
Unbelievable. All right, so we got the lowest price ever and free shipping. You go to MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT, or call 800-506-9028. Perfect timing for people that have, you know, thought about this. I got to do that someday. Make today the day you do it. How about this? Mom's Day. I mean, Mother's Day. Mom, I got a couple of MyPillows on the way for you. And Mom will sleep better. It'll be perfect. And, of course, Father's Day next month, and perfect way to give the greatest pillow on the planet Earth. And that's pretty incredible.
Graduations, everything. It's the best gift in history.
Yeah, it is. There's another good point. Graduates off to college, making sure they're not sleeping on a cement sack, for crying out loud. You know, everywhere I go, whenever I go, listeners come up and say, I love my pillow. I mean, do you have any surveys or anything on customer satisfaction? It's got to be off the charts for your product.
Yeah, you know, it is. The only time that we ever get a complaint is they bought the wrong thickness. So when you guys do order, you go by your T-shirt size, and we custom fit you over the phone. Or if you go to the website, I have a fitting chart there. But if somebody calls and they've got the wrong size, we do an exchange, and then it's less than 1% that ever returns them. It's amazing. Everybody loves them. Well, it's all about the adjustable, being able to adjust it for your exact height, you know?
Yeah, that's pretty incredible. That sure is. And I forget where I saw this, but a story yesterday about a new venture where you are sort of allowing people to do what you've done with the incredible MyPillow, you know, the way you invented it, the way you talked to people, found out they weren't right. Sleeping well, and now a platform for people to come up with other ideas like that. That's pretty exciting.
Right. I've been vetting entrepreneurs for about a year and a half now. They've been sending me products. So you can go to mystore.com and apply, put your invention up there and apply. I have trusted people there that we're going to help you. It's going to be a safe platform for products that are, you know, that we vet and then go up on the site, because products that come into our country get copied. They get taken. An entrepreneur, his invention, only 1 out of 1,000 even gets out there, even makes it out to the stores or whatever. They get taken or copied on Amazon. And this is going to be a great safe platform for it. I have the products coming. You're going to have a lot of them on your show, Scott. They're just amazing products I've come across. Every product's got a story behind it, and I'm going to have all their videos up of, you know, how I met them, how the product is, and it's going to be absolutely amazing. We're doing big adjustments at MyPillow. You probably read about them. We're going to be doing all our own shipping and fulfillment, and it's going to be just a great place for our U.S. entrepreneurs.
That is so great. You know, not every inventor has the marketing skills you do. So that's the nice thing about, you know, giving them the platform, because there's great ideas out there, but if it doesn't get heard, it doesn't get talked about, goes away. So, and you know, the nice thing is a MyPillow product. You sent us how this all started was you sent me a MyPillow. I slept on it. I said, oh my gosh, no more kinks in the neck. Finally, you know, and my wife is happy. I'm not snoring. All of that. I talk about it. We sell pillows because we believe in it. People, you know, they trust us. They trust us. And I think that's you market in a very unique way that way. And I think that'll be great that other entrepreneurs will have that opportunity. That's awesome. That is great.
Absolutely. It's easy. If you don't believe Mike Lindell, you believe your radio host. And all I do is I just give out the pillows to like you, like I did to you. And the passion comes through. And that's the way these other products are going to be, products that help people either physically, mentally, maybe, or in your faith, or help the entrepreneur. So it's going to be I'm very excited. Hopefully we launch in a couple months. And then when my book comes out this fall, I'm not going to have it available in the stores. I'm going to send them all to this platform so everybody will be able to see what's on the platform. And then my proceeds from my book are going to do help my other platform, which is my Lindell Recovery Network, which I'll talk to you about that on one of these days, Scott. It's to help addicts around the country. The president signing that opiate bill, it really helps what I'm doing with this. And me being an ex-crack cocaine addict, I know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely. Have you talked to the president lately? How's he doing?
I haven't talked to him directly, but he's an amazing guy. They just keep attacking him, and he just keeps on doing great for this country and everybody. And we got to pray every day for him. He's such a strong man, and he just keeps doing the, I've seen a thing on Facebook. They put his promises made during the election and the promises kept. It is absolutely amazing. Higher than any politician in history by like tenfold.
Yeah, unique concept. He's breaking the mold. There's no doubt about it. Well, Always appreciate your support of the president, and it's another reason to support MyPillow, whether it's mattress toppers, whether it's this great deal, best ever, lowest price on the premium pillows. You're a great American. Thank you, sir. Good to catch up with you. We'll let you fish.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Scott. Remember, $69.98 for a two-pack, $34.99 a pillow, and free shipping for your radio listeners. God bless you.
MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. God bless you. What a force that man is. Mike Lindell of MyPillow. Frank in Jamestown, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell me.
Hey, thank you very much. I'm a longtime listener and first-time caller, and I was just calling to I appreciate the Audit the Swamp movement on Facebook, and Josh Gallion should be given full authority to go into these state departments. What are they worried about? And my only real concern was the time wasted on the air with Roscoe Straley, that loser from Minot. I can certainly understand after listening to him why the citizens of Minot did not endorse or reelect him last year.
You know, you can disagree with Roscoe. That's fine. Do you have to call him a loser?
He's a political hack. He's a burned-out political hack. That's all he did yesterday was call people names. He should rise above that. He's not even in the legislature anymore. He has no viability.
All right, but you just called him a name, so you're telling him not to call a name. So I'm just saying, look, Here's the deal. You know, I'm getting called all kinds of names. So, oh, you're sold out to the swamp. I mean, I'm beholden to no one. Okay. I've been doing this since, talk radio since 1986. I know the game. Okay. I know when people want to try and influence you and have you talk this way or say, it's impossible to penetrate that for me. Now, if I agree with your position, I will investigate a little bit to say, is this person telling me something that's accurate? And I'll go out there and state my position. I don't say, well, you know, I'm for the swamp, I'm against the swamp, I'm for this person, I'm against this person. Doug Burgum is not the swamp. Doug Burgum is the governor of North Dakota. First time he was elected to anything of any political nature was as governor. All right? He's been in business his whole life. That's not a swamp dweller. That's like saying Donald Trump is the swamp. He's not the swamp either.
Sir, no. I didn't call the governor a swamp.
No, I know you didn't, Frank. But I'm just
I'm in Bismarck. You know what I mean?
Yeah, what I'm saying is that this name calling back and forth. Everything. Look, if you have a different opinion, that's fabulous. That's great. That's wonderful. You know, call and just you know, as Todd and I often say, it's called What's on Your Mind for a reason. You know,
yeah,
and so every opinion is welcome, but don't assign motives to people for things, right? I mean, I think just whatever your opinion is, say it, make your case, and you know, yeah. This audience is pretty powerful. It is the largest audience of any other North Dakota talk show, and if I'm being a jerk, if I'm beholden to the swamp, I know this audience is going to hold me accountable. I do. Now, all I'm asking, Frank, is that you differed with Roscoe. I'd rather you tell me why you differ than call him a jerk or that he ought to just shut up. Because he has an opinion, and he has an op-ed today that's out there and getting circulated and getting some attention, and people are going to talk about that. You disagree? Tell me why.
Well, I listened to him on a tirade for half an hour.
I don't think he was on for half an hour. I think we did about a 20-minute segment yesterday, and of that, Josh Gallion called in for the last 2 or 3 minutes, which is fine.
Yeah, I'd like to have Josh Gallion back on. I think he could explain it better to the people than Roscoe Straley, who's removed from the legislature. So he was removed for a reason.
Yeah, okay.
But I appreciate your show, and I'm not trying to tie up your time, but if you could have Josh Gallion on, I think that would clarify more issues than it would raise.
Definitely, definitely. And I'm looking forward to that. And honestly, I've had some conversations with Josh off the air, even in his office, that have informed my opinions on this, things I've not shared because, I didn't go in his office to write down things and then turn around and talk about them on the air. But, I mean, if he's willing to talk about them, that's fine. But part of that has informed my opinion on why I don't think this is any big deal. I really don't. I just think if we're talking about auditing the swamp and a battle over this particular change, we're wasting energy on something. Let's go to something
Everybody
big.
Knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
For a few years, you've heard me talking about Every Day Made Better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year. And it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now, 60 months, no interest, 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 online at hotspringnd.com.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoolGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
North Dakota. Gotta love the energy of North Dakota. It just is incredible. Up in Tioga yesterday, a lot of energy going on up there right now. A lot of discussions happening. It's pretty incredible what's going on. But, you know, North Dakota's oil and natural gas supply is helping meet America's demand. That's the bottom line. And the supply we have is almost impossible to calculate. The USGS certainly can't do it. Been behind forever on it. But the folks, the North Dakota Petroleum Council, wants you to know they're committed to using the talent and resources wisely here to build a strong, sustainable future for family, friends, and neighbors, and prove that commerce and communities can work together for the good of all. It's happening now with the Energy of North Dakota. Learn more energyofnorthdakota.com. A couple of texts that came in during the break responding to the call. I think it was Frank from Jamestown who was calling Roscoe Striley a loser. And I think part of the reason he was saying he was a loser is because that he said he was rejected by the voters of Minot, so that's why nobody should listen to him anymore. And some texters pointed out, which I knew, I just didn't say, I guess I should have, but Roscoe Striley declined to run. I mean, he decided that his family was missing him too much, and so, you know, the family and the career more important than the politics. So, obviously knows the game pretty well. And look, I haven't always agreed with Roscoe. I mean, I remember very well during the campaign for governor, he was extremely critical of Governor Burgum, then candidate Burgum. I mean, like, the things he would say on Twitter, you just couldn't even believe. And I had a beer with him one time. I was in mind. I said, like, what were you thinking? You know, I mean, I just wanted to know. I mean, and he didn't really have an answer. He just going, I don't know. I mean, it's just, he's like that. But that's fine. I don't mind that. It's completely transparent. You know exactly where he's coming from, right? That's how you man up. You own what you say. You own what you believe and, you know, do it. The whole auditor thing to me is separate from a much larger issue of whatever you believe for whatever reasons. Can we just have a civil conversation about it? Can we not assign motives every time we disagree about something? You're only doing that because, you know, that's just, it just gets to me. It does. So I'm just saying, rather than talking to the same 10 people in a little chat room or Facebook ping pong, send an email. Make a phone call. Have a conversation. Not just here, but anywhere. Texter says, the thing is, Scott trusts politicians too much. Just because they tell him in his microphone something doesn't mean it's true or the whole story. I mean, do you really think that after all these years of doing what I'm doing, that I'm that naive to think that anybody tells me something, I'm going to automatically believe it's true? I mean, am I trusting? I guess I hope so. I also need to have some reason to trust. In other words, you tell me something, it's true. I'm going to trust you a little more the next time, it's true. A little more the next time, it's true. Follow me? So, I just think, look, am I beating a dead horse here? Does everybody understand what I'm saying? Or am I confusing the living daylights out of all of you? Let me start with the people that are part of the show here. Todd, have you got it? Get it? Move on?
Got to get it. Move on.
All right. Kevin?
I agree.
You got what I'm saying?
Yep, yeah, absolutely.
And as far as the specifics of the auditor back and forth, we'll deal with that next week. I just don't think it's that big a deal. I think the energy being directed into this by a small group of loud people.
Seems like that's always how it is.
Is not worth the effort. Take it and, repeal the income tax or something. I mean, right, in North Dakota, right? I mean, take on something that can really make a difference in people's lives. This is a nothing burger. This is an absolute nothing burger. Not enough of an impact at all. If you look at this fairly, it isn't. I promise to tell you what Donald Trump said to our farmers, and we're going to talk about this with Senator Kramer coming up in the Talk Radio Town Hall. And what else do I have to get in here? Where's Dottie? Dottie wanted to talk about her mom. Dottie, but was it Dottie? Daniel? Dottie? Maybe I had that wrong, but I saw a comment come in that somebody wanted to talk about their mom, and now I don't see it. So where is she? Daniel, what was the name? Do you remember? I think it was Dottie. I don't know. I'm just trying to check my memory. Here's Donald Trump's tweet. If we bought $15 billion of agriculture from our farmers, far more than China buys now, we would have more than $85 billion left for new infrastructure, healthcare, or anything else. He's talking about in the tariff bucket. China would greatly slow down, and we would automatically speed up. So tariffs will bring in far more wealth to our country than even a phenomenal deal of the traditional kind. Also much easier and quicker to do. Our farmers will do better faster, and starving nations can now be helped. Waivers on some products will be granted, or go to a new source. Agriculture products from our great farmers in larger amounts than China ever did ship it to poor and starving countries in the form of humanitarian aid. In the meantime, we continue to negotiate with China in the hopes they do not try once again to redo the deal. What do you think of that? What he's talking about? Good idea, bad idea, absolutely crazy? What's your take on that at 800-228-0550? More coming up.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture. And it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. Now, not only are they a great, you know, taxpaying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.